Hello and welcome to Same Boat Huddle. I'm so happy to have you here. Just a reminder that this podcast and things that I share should not be taken as medical advice. It's information I like to share to help empower you in your own health. Take the information, do your own research, talk to your own medical professionals. And yes, please do that. So today I'm talking about some thyroid health things. I think this is probably the area of health that I feel most passionate about, because I think that it is, I'm not going to finish that sentence, I don't think. It is so important to understand our thyroids. Women, I don't know if I wrote the statistics down. I think it's 35%. Thyroid disease is up 35%. It is huge. So many women, if I would say like 9 out of 10 women that I know, whether personally or professionally, they're dealing with thyroid symptoms, at least, if not issues. Here's my personal belief. I don't know if I've read this anywhere. So again, just it's my personal belief that I see our thyroid as our gauge for the rest of our body. I always used to talk about how my cat was like my energy gauge, that when the energy was off in the house, when it was stressful or when it felt really good, like you could see it in the cat. The cat was responding to the energy inside of the house. And I knew what the energy inside of the house was based on what my cat was doing. Like, was he being pissy, literally and figuratively? Was he being snuggly? Those kinds of things. It cued me into like, okay, what's going on in the rest of the house? How do we need to adjust and change? I see the thyroid as the same exact thing. And typically how we support our thyroid is we support just the symptoms of the thyroid. So it would be like, you know, my cat's not being cuddly, so I'm going to buy him a bunch of new beds and blankets to lay in. Or he's being bad, fill in the, I don't know, whatever that means, like hissing and swatting up. He never did that. I'm just being hypothetical. And you're figuring out how to behaviorally support your cat when that's just the byproduct. Like, he's responding that way because of everything going on in the house. So we're treating the symptom instead of what's going on, like what made the cat that way. And that's how I see the thyroid. And that's why I get so worked up. So I'm going to try and like keep myself grounded here. But that's all I see, is this constant focus on my dog's literally boning outside the door and I'm not going to stop to get it. I constantly only see looking at the thyroid and then treating it for symptoms. Also, what I'm seeing is that typically our healthcare system, trying to keep myself still here, oftentimes we are not supported in our thyroid health until it's really bad. So it's so important to really educate yourself on your thyroid health and your overall health. That's why I feel so passionate about these certifications and sharing things with you, because then you can be empowered and understand more and be able to ask questions and ask for different blood work that they didn't request and things like that. So I'm just trying to keep myself grounded here. Okay. I don't know why. I'm curious. Why does it trigger me so much? I could dig into that, but that's something I'm going to have to figure out. Okay. So what is your thyroid? What's it do? It does a whole lot of things. The main things that you would think of are that it regulates your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your body temperature. Something that's so interesting about your thyroid is that its receptors, the hormone receptors for your thyroid, are literally on every single part of your entire body. It's like nothing else. There's no other gland like it. It's just, it is unbelievable. And again, why I call the thyroid our gauge, because it's responding to the other parts of our body. If the other parts of our body are not working right and the receptors are not, the things aren't connecting the right way, our thyroid then responds. It's like it's the responder. Right? It's not the thyroid health isn't like the primary and then that's what makes everything else go off. No. It reacts. It's a reactor. And it often takes a bit for that thyroid to be disrupted that much. So whatever caused it to be that, it took a while. So keep that in mind. Okay. Okay. I need to like keep myself focused here. All right. So one of the biggest things that can contribute to our thyroid health is actually toxins inside of our food, our environment, those kinds of things. So, again, I'm looking to see, I wrote notes like all over because my brain was going crazy. So basically when I just want to talk about toxins real quickly, when it comes to the thyroid, please know that's like, it's just part of it. It's part of everything. Ultimately what I'm going to say, and I'll say it again, is gut health. Our gut health is a huge, I'm telling you, everybody who deals with it, in fact, it like makes me nuts because I know people who are dealing with significant thyroid issues, like autoimmune disorders. Like one of the biggest ones is, or disease, autoimmune disease. One of the biggest ones that's known with the thyroid is Hashimoto's. There's also Graves' disease, but I feel like Hashimoto's is more popular, if you will. And comes typically with hypothyroidism, but not always. So that's important to know. So it's interesting to me because typically doctors and even sometimes some of the functional medicine people will be looking at a lot of really good things, but I feel like the gut ends up getting looked at kind of like last. And it makes me like curious, like why? Because it's almost always autoimmune diseases come from your gut, essentially. They originate, like you could point all autoimmune diseases back to your gut because autoimmune diseases are your body attacking itself. That's what it means. And that comes from your gut, that when things leak, the bad things leak through the gut, our body then responds, the different receptors respond like, oh, that's a foreign body. We need to attack it and create different antibodies to be sure to keep this thing in our body safe when it's not that at all. It's just a very confusing, our body gets very confused and it thinks it's doing the right thing. And it all comes from our gut health. So I'm always like, why didn't we go there first? Why didn't we look at that first? I don't know. Okay, so when it comes to toxins, and we're going to talk about this next week a little bit about why it's so important to detox. Like, it's almost an irritating conversation. Here's the thing I'll say. Maybe I'll talk about it next week, but I'll just preface it with detoxing, meaning like removing toxins from our life, has, it's kind of like a pendulum swing, right? And it feels a little unattainable how some people live without toxins in their life. I'll say that. I think it's awesome people who do that. And I'm talking about like quote unquote crunchy people who make their own butter and their own clothes out of organic fabric and things like that. Like phenomenal. So great. Is that attainable for most people? No. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing is what I'll say. So here's what's important to recognize and understand is that, so toxins are a huge, huge, huge contributor to our thyroid health. And when our gut is off, that's when it can create the antibodies like I just talked about. So toxins can also mimic estrogen, which is going to decrease your progesterone because it'll think that there's more estrogen in the body and then creates inflammation, which is causing the autoimmune and thyroid issues as well. Okay, so you have the toxins that can create leaky gut or SIBO, things like that. But then it can also mimic, the toxins can mimic hormones that are actually not hormones and your body is responding to them as if they are. And this is what can create, like just wreak havoc on your body. So gut health, gut health, gut health. And we'll talk about gut health more on different episodes. If you have any specific questions, as always, please reach out to me, which I just realized I did not say that in any of the other episodes, to connect with me. But anyway, we'll talk more about gut health, but what I will say is one of the best ways to begin healing our gut is eat real food, to eat whole food, period. That's one of the best things we can do. Bone broth is hugely helpful. Apple cider vinegar, lemon water, like drink lemon water before you drink anything else in the morning, things like that are huge ways that you can begin to support your gut. Okay, so ways we can support our thyroid are, number one, heal your gut. Number two, eat a happy thyroid diet. So foods that make the thyroid happy are cruciferous veggies. So that's things like broccoli. Here's the thing, there's a lot of fiber in that, and the cruciferous foods can be like cabbage, things like that, sauerkraut, they can be very, very bothersome to some bodies. So it's important to recognize we're all bio-individual. There's no diet, exercise, anything that's one size fits all. So please listen to your body. If it feels really bad to eat those foods, you can confirm there are gut issues going on and you're going to be fine. And to not eat those things if it doesn't feel good. Brazil nuts are really, really helpful. They have just 2 Brazil nuts a day is the total amount of selenium that you need. And your thyroid needs both selenium and iodine to function, which I'm going to talk about in a second, and then we'll be done. Also, you want to eat sea vegetables like seaweed and then wild caught fish. Those are all high in iodine. And again, you need iodine in your diet. What I'm going to say, I'll comment here that supplements can be awesome. Listen, I just found these new supplements that, honest to goodness, are amazing. I have felt the best I've felt in a really long time since taking them. I don't take them and then eat like crap. I don't take them and not move my body. Does that make sense? Supplements are really cool. Also, I had 2 doctors look at them before I started taking them. So again, be sure you have people looking at it, because I think supplements are so readily available and oftentimes we're not taking the right things that our body needs and can cause more damage. They can be an amazing way to bridge the gap, because again, if you have gut issues, the things that you're consuming might not be as bioavailable because your gut isn't able to process the nutrients that you need. It's not able to absorb the nutrients because of the gut issues. So having some really good bioavailable supplements can help bridge the gap. But your priority should be to try and get all of your vitamins, minerals, nutrients from your food. So I'll say that. And then another thing you want to do, obviously, is manage your stress. How many times do I have to say it? And 4 is detox. So we'll talk about detoxing next week. Here's what I'm going to leave you with is that with, let me share a fun fact. Let's share a fun fact. So I know you've probably heard of iodized salt, right? Table salt. Table salt, you're not supposed to have a lot of because it's actually processed. It's not real salt. So you want to use things like Himalayan salt, sea salt, things like that. Here's the issue is that I think it was in the 60s, maybe the 50s, doctors started noticing that people were developing hypothyroidism and goiters in their thyroid. And they found that this was happening due to, are you ready? Low iodine levels, that people weren't getting enough iodine in their diet. It is kind of hard to get, again, like not many of us are munching on seaweed, and you only eat so much wild caught fish because of the mercury, things like that. So many of us are not getting enough iodine in our diet. So the doctors are like, oh, I have an idea. Let's iodize the salt so that when people are salting their food, that can give them the iodine they need. Isn't that brilliant? And now here we are, and they're telling us not to eat the table salt. I'll let you make your own opinions on that. So here's the thing is that many of us are actually low in our iodine, but I want you to think about when you go to your doctor and you ask for blood work to check your thyroid, what do they check? They check your TSH levels, your thyroid's, the thyroid hormone. I cannot talk. So the thyroid, TSH is basically, again, that's the cat. That is ultimately the result. And obviously, like if your TSH is high, that means your thyroid's functioning low. And if the TSH is low, it's functioning too much. Like it's too much thyroid hormone. The thing is that typically when your TSH moves high or low, a lot of the damage has already been done and you need to look at some of the other things. So this is when you need to look at your selenium levels. This is when you need to ask, can you please check my iodine levels to see if they're low, because that might be what you need, right? But for whatever reason, I don't know, doctors typically only look at that TSH. You want to be looking at your T4, your T3, especially your free T3, and these levels are going to tell you more about what's going on with your thyroid before the TSH responds. So basically, like, I want you to think of it this way. So you have your T3, your T4. It's your T3 who's saying, like, you're the mom. The T3 is the mom. And it's yelling upstairs to your kid, like, clean your room. You got to clean your room. And the kid, hold on. I think I totally messed this up. I'm trying to think of, or that's the TSH. Never mind. I'm not going to share this example because my head is tired. And it's basically like the TSH is showing you, like, it's working harder, working harder. It's the mom yelling louder and louder and louder. Did you clean your room? Did you clean your room? And the T3 is the kid in the room. Did they clean it? Right? So again, I don't know that that makes sense. I'm like, scratch that. Recognize that what I'm trying to say is the TSH is basically the result. Like when it's working harder, and that number is going up, going up, going up, that means that the T3 and T4 that basically do the job of the thyroid aren't working right. And they have to not work right for a while before the TSH is like, has to move up or move down, you know, get work like overwork or whatever it is. So be sure you're checking all of your levels. Another really important blood work to run and check is your antibodies. Your TPO are going to be looking at the antibodies that would tell you if you have Hashimoto's. So and this is where I just want you to feel empowered. Here's the thing. Like our doctors are amazing. I love my Western doctor. He's amazing. The practice is incredible. I adore them and they're so important and I see them regularly, all those things. I've also learned that it's with information that I feel empowered to be able to have conversations about my own health instead of just sitting there having no idea. So I'm able to sit there and be like, my TSH is trending, you know, like for recently had my blood work done, my TSH was in range, but right at the threshold. You'll notice that the lab ranges also change all the time. So while it's in threshold and my doctor's like, you're good, your TSH is good, I am looking at my blood work and I see that it's trending up. The trend is way more important to look at than just the number itself. It's also important to know that your thyroid is one of the quickest things that can change on its own. That's what's wonderful about the thyroid. It's so reactive that through lifestyle, diet, maybe supplements, again, check with your doctor, you can actually support your thyroid and it can move different ways. So it's okay to say, hey doc, my TSH looks like it's trending up, even though it's within range. Can we please run my T4, T3, and my antibodies? I would really love, can we also add in checking my iodine selenium levels just to see where they're at so I can get a bigger picture of what my thyroid is doing? That is my goal for you, is to simply have information. I'm not telling you ever what to do, what to take, what not to take, how to live your life. I want to give you information so you can make those decisions and feel empowered to know how you want to feel and how you want to live. So I can't stress enough how important it is to understand what your thyroid is doing and why it's doing that. So one of the best things you can do is if you're feeling certain ways, and again, I'm talking more about hypothyroidism, which is when your thyroid is slower, because that's one of the most popular issues with our thyroid, but certainly not like, I know plenty of people who've dealt with hyperthyroidism. But it's okay to have conversations with your doctor to understand it more so you know how to support yourself and to recognize that, like, wow, eating Brazil nuts could really help my thyroid so I don't feel so tired. Managing my stress is going to manage my cortisol so I don't have the energy slumps and that my thyroid can then do what it needs to do and not be responding to the stress in my body, those kinds of things, right? It's pretty amazing. It's all connected. So, okay, that's it for today. Connect with me, Erin at erinjoyceco.com or Instagram. You can DM me at erinjoyceco. If you have any questions, if there's a topic you'd love for me to talk about, let me know. And if it feels like an area that I can speak on, I will. If not, I won't. But I'd love to hear from you and connect with you. And that's all. So have an amazing week. Treat others the way you want to be treated.